Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Jasmine, hi, it's Jeremy Halpern. I think we spoke before. I'm supposed to have 15 hours moved over. They said that it should happen today.
Hey, Mr. Jeremy, how are you feeling today?
Not bad. How are you?
Good, good, sir. So you should be following with your service coordinator now for the agency. Do you know who's been assigned to you?
My service coordinator.
Meaning the coordinator here from Family First, Ms. Tamita. You could call Ms. Tamita in the main office, 267-551-7400.
You don't mean Tamiti.
Tamiti, sorry. I never pronounced that right.
I just spoke to her. She said I had to talk to you.
To me?
Yeah. I mean, like literally just now she said that. The 15 hours were supposed to come over. They should be there now.
Right. Let me see. I don't know if we received. If you haven't gotten a call from the coordinator, that means that we have not received the authorization, even though they said that it was going to be effective today. We haven't received it. So let me just check real quick, okay? Please hold.
Sure.
Mr. Jeremy?
Hi.
Just bear with me. I'm looking you up, okay? Jeremy, 1 second. How do you spell your last name?
H-A-L-P, like person, E-R-N, Halpern.
Computer today, super slow.
Okay.
Still waiting for it to load.
So you're my coordinator at Family First now, right?
No. Mm-mm.
That's why Tamidi said I should talk to you. She said you were my coordinator.
Well, I coordinate everything with the state. So I'm the one that helps you to roll over the hours, do the transfers, get a hold of your service coordinator, put in a unit increase or decrease. I'm the one to go to for the insurance. The service coordinator that's going to be assisting you with your aid is Tamidi. She's the one that activates your aid, schedules your aid. And then you're going to have another service coordinator for the days that Tamidi's not there. So everyone is staffed accordingly. 1 second.
But Tamidi is going to be my coordinator, though.
Well, she's the one that's going to be activating your previous aid, the one that you wanted.
It's all a little confusing. Just, okay. Who should I speak to if I have a concern?
It depends on what type of concern you have. If you have a concern with the state or your insurance, you would call me. If you have a concern with the agency, you would call the agency, just the 7400 number. You've been here before, Mr. Jeremy. You've been part of Family First Care. It's the same concept. You're going to get assigned a service coordinator, which are going to reach out to you once the 15 hours are activated.
But the service coordinator is going to be Tamidi.
Tamidi is the one that's going to activate your aid, the aid that you have been requesting. We can't do that until we get the authorization for the 15 hours.
I don't know.
I can't answer that.
Okay.
I cannot answer that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know yet. Right.
Okay.
So right now you're dealing with multiple people because we don't have the authorization in yet.
Okay.
Once the authorization is in, Tamidi's your to go because she's going to be activating the aid that you requested.
I understand.
I'm just trying to clarify for you so you're not confused. That's all.
I'm just trying to figure out who my coordinator's going to be. I understand
you're going to be working with multiple people until otherwise, because now everybody's jumping on your case just to get you started, get the authorization in. Get your old previous caregiver activated. So everybody in the agency is involved. You could be flipping from coordination to intake to authorization because you're not in the system yet officially. Once you officially been handed over and your service coordinator calls you from Family First and says you are on schedule, then that's going to be your permanent coordinator here at Family First. So right now we're just scrambling to get everything ready for you, okay? I'm going to be making notes of this conversation. My system is not pulling up right now, so I can give you an update. But if the service coordinator has not reached you, that just means that we have not physically gotten the authorization yet. So I'm going to say that that's what's happening right now. So let me just, I'm trying to get in the system right now, and it's just not letting me. Ay, ay, ay. I'm going to put in a comment so that they can get back to you.
Okay.
I'm going to get back to you, yeah. Because my system is just turning and turning. It says loading and it's not opening, okay?
Okay.
And Jeremy, you could also feel free to call the 7400 number. Anyone in the main office can assist you. Just ask to see if your authorization is in. You can hang up right now and call the main office.
Okay, I will.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.